Okay, now 641.
641, amend the Central City Plan District to increase the height limit of Block U of Cooch Street Addition and support construction of a headquarters building for the Multnomah County Health Department.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Chair Kafoury and team, to explain this this item to us. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Nicholas Starn with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. We're here for a public hearing today on to consider the Planning and Sustainability Commission's recommendation on the Multnomah County Health Department headquarters project. In a few minutes, I'll explain the details of the project. Basically, it's an increase in height, building height allowances on a block in the Old Town Chinatown neighborhood to enable the county to build a new headquarters facility for the health department. But before I do that, I have the honor of introducing Chair Kafoury, and with her is Doug Olbets to provide a little more background on the project.
Great. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Deborah Kafoury. I'm Multnomah County Chair, and I'm happy to be here today to talk with you about our health department headquarters. I was still serving in the Oregon Legislature when the Multnomah County Health Department started researching leaving its current headquarters in a 1923 former department store. It was unsafe, aged, inefficient, and undersized then, and it is unsafe, aged, inefficient, and undersized today, and especially as we face increasing demands for health services in Multnomah County. The health department is our largest department at Multnomah County, and they are the local public health authority, which means they are the front line to protect our quality of life, from inspecting every restaurant and food cart and public swimming pool to investigating disease outbreaks, from immunizing children so they can stay in school to overseeing the ambulance companies to ensure they arrive on time. The health department touches the lives of everyone who lives or visits Multnomah County. Multnomah County's health department is also the largest safety net provider in the state, with 33 primary care, school-based dental and specialty clinics. In the last year alone, under the Affordable Care Act, Multnomah County provided nearly 15,000 people with health care at one of our clinics. So it's a unique public agency. It needs to be accessible, and this site right next to Bud Clark Commons is in the central city and is accessible to the MAX and bus lines. And the health department will be a great neighbor. Up to 350 health professionals will be in this headquarters, including the Tri-County health officer, doctors, nurses, epidemiologists, and administrators. They will need coffee, lunch, to exercise, and to shop. They will add to Old Town Chinatown's economic and vitality. Excuse me. I think I have what you have. This project will also leverage public investments made in the River District urban renewal area by increasing densities in an emerging area of the central city that includes Union Station, the new PNCA facility, and the future redevelopment site currently occupied by the Central Post Office. So on behalf of the 1,370 employees who work in every corner of our county protecting our health, thank you for considering this amendment.
Thank you.
Mayor, Commissioners, I'm Doug Olbets with Shields Olbets Johnson and consultant to Multnomah County on this project. I wanted to take just a second to acknowledge the excellent and collaborative work that has been provided by Joe Zender and Nicholas Sterin and the other folks at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. This was a technically challenging project that required a lot of compliance with state land use laws as well as city regulations. And the team worked extremely well together to get to this point today. The project that we're here to talk about today is in the process of evolving from its original six-story form, which was insufficient to meet the program identified and achieve the goal of consolidating all administrative functions. This change to the zoning code will allow us to achieve all of the consolidation that's intended by the county for the health department. This is a difficult site at 17,500 square feet. It's less than half a block. It also needs to be designed in a way that carefully relates to the Bud Clark Commons, which is on the same block, while respecting the view corridor to the Union Station Clock Tower, the primary view of which is along 6th Avenue. The proposed map amendments will allow the county to develop, subject to approval of specific FAR bonuses as part of the design review process, up to 150,000 square feet of space, and that will allow all of the health department administrative functions to be consolidated. During the last few months, we've conducted extensive stakeholder outreach, including reaching out and consulting with those that were involved in the first generation of this project. And today you will hear from some of those key stakeholders who will express, we believe, support for the project while also identifying issues that we need to address as we go through the design review process and undertake construction of the project. So with that, I want to turn it back to Nicholas, and he's going to outline this proposal for you.
Thank you. So the subject site is Block U of Cooch's Addition in Old Town Chinatown. It's bounded by Northwest Hoyt and Irving and 6th and Broadway. As Doug mentioned, it's a 17,500-foot square-foot site currently owned by the Portland Housing Bureau. It's the development site is outlined in red on the western, or excuse me, the eastern side of the block, and immediately to the west is the Bud Clark Commons building. The site is currently zoned central commercial CX, allowing a wide variety of land uses, and it's currently has a 6-to-1 floor area ratio entitlement and is eligible for up to 3-to-1 in additional FARs, potentially to be earned through bonuses or transfers. The existing height limits are shown on the map on the left. You can see that the site is currently limited to 75 feet in height, and the site is not eligible for height bonuses that may be earned through the use of FAR bonuses, and I'll explain that a little bit more in a minute. As Doug mentioned, the 75-foot height limit is not sufficient to allow the anticipated need for 120 to 150,000 square feet of site that the county needs for their headquarters facility. So BPS worked with the county and came up with a proposal to increase the height limits on the site. And this is going to be accomplished through two mechanisms. One is increasing the base height allowance on the site from 75 feet to 105 feet. So that's basically a by right allowance for building height. And then secondly, make the site eligible for height bonuses that may be earned when the project uses FAR bonuses or transfers. And that's shown on the map on the right there by extending the area eligible for bonuses that currently terminates just to the south in the hatched area.
Then what would the maximum height with bonuses be?
It would be 150 feet. So, and I'll explain how that works in a second. So this is just another view that puts the proposed height increase in the context of the recently adopted a West Quadrant plan. So it shows the heights in the area. You can see to the west there, the heights are 250 feet. To the south, they're 325. And then to the east and the north, they're 75 feet. And so this diagram shows that although we are proposing to increase the height on this site, that from an urban form perspective, the sort of the step down to the river notion is being maintained, this proposal. So to answer your question, Commissioner Fritz, so as you know, there are a number of different FAR bonuses and transfer tools that are available in the Central City. As you know, through the Central City 2035 process, we are in the process of revamping that entire system. But that work hasn't been done yet, so I'm showing on the left side of the slide the available palette of transfers and bonuses that are currently accessible on this particular site. So when the project comes in with a proposal, for basically the way the height bonus works, for each one-to-one of FAR that they earn through the use of one or more bonuses or transfers, they earn 15 feet in height. Basically, the height is provides a mechanism for the project to utilize that FAR that they've earned, up to a maximum 3-to-1 or 45 feet. So that's where you get the 150, 105 by right, and then 45 through the use of bonuses. And this is consistent with the direction that we received from the Planning and Sustainability Commission and City Council in the West Quadrant Plan, where in everywhere where we're proposing additional height, that we sort of require some use of bonuses to achieve that.
We will my recollection of what we discussed in the West Quadrant Plan was to severely limit the palette of what could be.
That's correct, and that's our intention, and we're currently doing that work and looking at the bonus system. And you know, the direction from the council is that we very much focus on achieving our affordable housing goals and preservation goals. But that work hasn't been completed yet, so we're.
So is it anticipated that this project will come in under these rules or under the new rules?
I believe the intention is, I would defer to the county, but I believe they're on a fairly quick schedule, and so I think it would probably be before we would adopt the new zoning code for the central city.
All right, so we're dealing with the rules we have rather than ones we wish we had. So is the county currently required to do public art in your public construction projects?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we, and I've had conversations with Commissioner Saltzman about the possibility of using our dollars in the Affordable Housing Fund arena. You would probably not be surprised, but that is a huge area of concern for Multnomah County and myself personally. So hopefully, if that's the direction that the council is headed with restricting these, you will find that agreeable as well.
Because we could put conditions of approval on this to say, for example, that required public art wouldn't qualify for a FAR bonus, right? City attorney?
This is a change to the code.
We can still have conditions of approval to change to the code.
The way the code is written right now, the county's current requirement for public art would not count towards the FAR bonus, so I think you have a 2% for art, so it would have to be above and beyond that.
Okay. And then, Chair Kefouri, what did you put in extra for housing in your budget that you just passed?
For this project or for housing?
For housing in general.
Additional new ongoing dollars of $2 million and then a one-time only infusion of $500 million. So $7 million in the budget.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably more than we would require as a condition of approval.
I think we are actually attempting to find additional dollars to use, Commissioner Fritz, to use for this project, for this area, because we know that those dollars that we've already allocated are to other projects. So,
right.
Thanks.
That's great.
Knowing your passion for affordable housing, you might not even be too upset if we required an additional
I think
amount.
It's great.
So I just wanted to add, too, that this is in the central city, so the site is subject to design review, and so the final FAR and height would be evaluated as part of a land use review when the proposal actually comes in. The site is quite near Union Station, which is an identified historic and scenic resources. So as part of this project, we undertook an analysis to gauge potential impacts of development on the site under the increased building envelope on views, public views of the Union Station clock tower, which has been identified as a scenic resource in the Scenic Resources Protection Plan, as well as the draft update of the Central City's Scenic Resources Inventory. So we identified four key views and analyzed those in terms of potential impacts and found that the effects of the increased height on the site would not block or even partially block any of the views of the site. And so I'll just quickly walk you through some images that we used. This is the view of the Union Station, probably the primary view, as Doug mentioned, down 6th Avenue, and you can see that the view is preserved. And I want to add here, this is not a building, obviously. This is just an envelope, a bulk, sort of the worst-case kind of scenario. It's not designed, obviously. So the view is preserved, and there's adequate light and airspace preserved around the view. This is a view from the center of the steel bridge. You can see the proposed building mass on the far left of it and quite a ways away from the station. This is the view from the center of the Broadway Bridge. This is probably the most impact, although the view is not blocked at all, and the Union Station clock tower is still higher than what could be allowed under the proposed height change. And finally, this is the view from the old Thunderbird Motel site on the east side of the river looking across at Union Station and the project, the Multnomah County site, is to the far left there. And then this slide just gives you an idea. It puts a little bit in context in the center there in sort of pinkish-orange color is the Multnomah County building built to 150 feet, sort of in the context of the allowances for height and FAR around it, as well as existing development. And you can see the Union Station clock tower the lower left. We did undertake quite a bit of outreach for this project. This sort of summarizes some of the key stakeholders we spoke with as part of this project. I would say, in general, we received support for the project, in some cases qualified support, and there was a number of concerns that were identified that include the precedent that this kind of height adjustment to accommodate a single property might make, the desire for mitigation of impacts during construction, particularly as it relates to the nearby Bud Clark Commons, and questions about which particular bonuses will be used and the public benefits that would be received. But in general, we heard support for the project. The Planning and Sustainability Commission voted in April unanimously to forward it on for your consideration. They heard generally favorable testimony at that, again, with some of the concerns that I just mentioned were brought up. The county folks can talk a little bit more about this if you'd like, but the county and the Old Town Chinatown Community Association and the stakeholders in the Bud Clark Commons building are currently in the process of working out a good neighbor agreement that would address many of these concerns. I'm not sure if that'll be in place by the time design starts or construction starts. So, in conclusion, we're asking today for you to pass the ordinance that adopts the report and amends the zoning code on map 510-3 to adjust the height limits on Block U.
Okay.
Answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Questions?
I just wondered if, Chair, before you could, is there any more certainty that you can put into your pledge about the affordable housing fee in lieu?
I don't know what more certainty, Commissioner Fritz. We have the money. We figured out where the money is going to come from. We just need to. I don't know what the process is by which the transfer occurs.
Do we have a number?
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me do the math for you on this. So this is actually pretty interesting. The code provides for an applicant to use an FAR bonus for affordable housing or payment into this affordable housing fund. You pay $21.70 per square foot. And if you did the math for this particular block, it would work out to, in round numbers, $380,000 for one FAR, or one additional floor, I think is the easiest way to look at that. So the county could decide to apply for one floor or up to a maximum of two. To me, the greater challenge is what happens to the money afterwards, because this FAR bonus has never been used before. And so I think part of the challenge is if the money's paid in, to make sure it's put to work. And that's something that we can address as we go through the design review process and start working with the Portland Housing Bureau, that would be the keeper of the funds, if you will. But to make sure it's put on the street is perhaps the greater challenge than anything else, because no one's done this before.
But that's the intent, is to buy the two floors worth of FAR.
One or two, I think, is. And we have to go through this cost-benefit analysis of the other FARs and the other issues associated with them. ART, for instance, is one that the county's already investing in ART, and we go through a review of whether it makes sense to buy more ART or to use this tool.
It might be nice to have a daycare center.
That's another item, so.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your partnership on this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Actually, Mayor, I have one more question for Chair Cafori. Chair, you're replacing the courthouse. You're replacing the health department building. Aren't you at all afraid that by the end of your term, you won't have any old dysfunctional buildings left?
Thank you, Commissioner Novak, for that question. Actually, we have plenty, so there'll be a lot for the next chair to do as well.
Speaking of, while we're a little off topic, old dysfunctional buildings, the old health department headquarters, your thoughts at this point about disposition of that?
We'd really like someone to buy it for a lot of money.
Yeah, right. But barring that.
Yeah.
That's actually part of the larger process here, is to determine the disposition approach for that great old building. It does have its challenges, but on the other hand, the market for downtown real estate is very strong right now, so this mm-hmm. is a very good time to be looking at options.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, others would like to testify on this item?
Yes, we have three people signed up. please come on up, are Shedrick J. Wilkins, Gus Baum, and George Davendorf.
Come on up. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, I'm Gus Baum. I'm the Senior Director of Planning at PNCA. I recognized you and thank you for your support of our project, just kitty corner of this one, at 511 Northwest Broadway. I'm very used to challenging old buildings at this point, so if anyone wants to invest more in art or more in challenging old buildings, I can be available afterwards to answer questions. I wanted to urge your support of this project. One of the strategic reasons that PNCA's board chose to redevelop the 511 building, locate its headquarters there, was to help invigorate the creative corridor along Northwest Broadway. Part of that is not just our investment into the neighborhood, the city's investment into the neighborhood, but to bring a more diverse working population, more students, more businesses, more activity. In speaking with the county and Mr. Oblitz on their project, which they briefed me on, we're confident that this type of activity is exactly why PNCA was put in its position to succeed at that location, and why others should be considering Old Town Chinatown in the Pearl District for future work. We're working on a second project at 321 Northwest Gleason with Brian Wanamaker at the to build three floors of that building for studios and Sculpture 3D, and we are welcome more business activity and workers into the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
I'm Mr. Shedrick Wilkins, and I was a resident of the Bud Clark Commons for 3 months to 6 months. It's excellent. It was opened in June 2011, right when I was homeless, and now I'm on the HUD-VAS program. I have locked horns with the Chinatown Neighborhood Association leader who thinks that this would attract homeless people. I don't agree. You should process homeless people there. I'm going to renew my membership and challenge the guy. He wants to cut you off. He wants to find any reason. This also guy who runs the Chinatown Neighborhood Association doesn't mind people coming downtown, getting drunk on Friday, Saturday night, and throwing up on the sidewalk or starting a brawl. In other words, he's willing to accept that, but not the fact that this facility would conjugate homeless people, right? The Bud Clark Commons has an excellent array of solar panels on top, passive solar. I can't see anything else like it in the city. You can see it right from the steel bridge. And most solar, passive solar is on a roof, you can't see it. When I took a shower there, the water was heated from the sun. And I would hope this new building has a lot of photovoltaic cells on it also. This building also makes a good bookend. Every county in this state should build something like it and the Bud Clark Commons. I also spent time at Dignity Village. Dignity Village is not a solution for anything. It isn't, because it's very exclusive. And this is a good thing. On my own personal view, that we should try to remove people, homeless people, from here, the Pearl District, and put them into Chinatown. And I'm going to become a member. And you need to build this thing. I didn't know where the wind's going. Looks like the money is going to build this thing. And I met Ms. Gaffori last year in the lobby when they announced the plans. And this is going to make Portland look good. So keep going.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor. And thanks very much for this opportunity to address the council. My name is George Devendorf. I represent Transition Projects. So we, along with our colleagues at Home Forward, occupy the other half of the block in question. And I'm here today in support of the county's proposal. As you all can appreciate, it's a dynamic neighborhood in many respects. It's also a very challenging neighborhood. I think the county's plans would represent a real benefit to that immediate neighborhood, and we would welcome having them as our neighbors. We share with them a similar goal in safeguarding the health and well-being of the residents of the county, and I think it would be, as I've said, a strong addition to that neighborhood, particularly at this time, and we would like to see it move forward.
Right. Thanks, George. Thank you very much. questions? Thank you all. Thank you. Any others?
That's all who signed up.
Anyone else wants to speak on this item? All right. So this is an ordinance, but not an emergency ordinance. So it will come back next week for second reading. But I want to thank you all for a great presentation. Wish you well, assuming the council votes next week to support this, which I think we will. And look forward to you successfully navigating the design review process with a really great building. Thank you. Okay.